Hey guys, welcome back to Radio Tenacity and happy Sunday. I hope that everybody's well. I hope that everybody's safe. And yeah, I'm doing good. Today was very productive. I woke up, said my prayer, watched a sermon, and did a lot of cleaning up. I love to clean up, and I like to make sure that my home is very peaceful and very free of clutter and just clean. I'm big on cleanliness, you know, and I'm feeling really good. You know, for the past like couple weeks, I've been off of social media. You know, as far as like posting and, you know, stuff like that, like I've just stopped, and I've given a lot of time to, you know, be in silence, like as far as like praying more harder than I usually would, and just, you know, like trusting God more and just making sure that, you know, what I want for myself in life is clear to myself and to God. And, you know, just asking God for peace and clarity, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And I feel like I've gained so much, you know, the time that I took off to meditate and pray, that, you know, in your silent moments, I'm telling you, that's when you hear God the most. That, in my opinion, that's when I hear God. You know what I mean? And it's like you sometimes just need to just eliminate distractions and find yourself and meditate and pray, because there's just so much going on in the world. I personally feel like if you don't have faith and if you don't have God, unfortunately, I don't believe that we can survive. If we don't have faith, if we don't have hope, if we don't, you know, spread positivity and love and pray for one another, I really, truly believe that, you know, we will be emotionally destroyed and even physically destroyed. You know, I don't want anything to happen to anybody. And I hope that everybody is well and healthy and strong. But all I'm saying is that we need God. Let's be real. Because without God, I don't know. It's chaotic. Like, the world is already chaotic enough. So imagine not having no hope and no faith and no belief and just nothingness. You know what I mean? I just can't live without faith in God, period. But I just feel better in my mind, body, and soul. Like, I really do. And it's important for you to just take the time out to feed your body. Take the time out. Like, when I say feed your body, like, just, you know, be physically able, like, just relax your body. You know, if you have to meditate, put your body in a meditative state. You know, definitely be for real with yourself, be honest with yourself. Like, when you're praying to God, be honest, because He knows your heart anyway. And I personally believe that, you know, your soul is definitely important to feed, because our soul is like the inner core of our wholeness, of our being. And I personally believe that when your soul is at peace, I'm telling you, like, it's just, the peace is something money can't buy. You understand what I'm saying? And when you feed your soul, like, God's words of wisdom, God's words of truth, understanding, like, when you gain all of that discernment, all of that good stuff in your soul, in your mind, like, nobody can distract you. Like, people are going to try to come against you. Everything out there in the world is going to try to come against you to distract you and defeat you, but you're going to feel undefeated. And that's how I feel. That's literally how I feel. So, like, with the world that's going on, with everything that's going on in the world right now, I personally believe that we all need God. Like, let's be real. And I'm just praying for everybody, honestly. And I just want God to allow me to live the life that He wants me to live, an abundant life. And, you know, acknowledging Him all the days of my life. And I just hope that everybody's well mentally. Hold on, keep praying. You know what I mean? God is not like an overnight God. So when you pray, just have patience. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you really have to be consistent with God. And yeah, just wish everybody peace and wellness, and just think positive, you know, sow good seeds of positivity into your life. Like, words are very powerful, so manifest good things into your life. Like, speak great things into your life, and I'm telling you, you're going to be all right. You're going to feel all right. You're going to be all right. But that's all I wanted to say. Feed your mind, body, and soul. Definitely read in your time, in your downtime, you know, read. Like, take your mind off of crazy things or off of, you know, the bad things that are happening, and read a good book. You know what I mean? Challenge yourself. Like, learn a new skill. Like, you know, meditate more, pray to God more, and just, you know, I just want everybody to do well. That's all. And I just hope that everybody who's down, who's feeling rejected, neglected, you know, like, just find God, please. Like, that's all I'm gonna say. Just go to God with all of your burden, all of your problems. And I'm telling you, be consistent. Like, just don't expect God to work overnight. That's, you just can't expect any. Would you want somebody to rush you and like ask you for something and they want it right now? No, that's not the way God works. So like, just be patient, relax, everything's gonna work out for you. That's truly what I believe, because nothing lasts forever. Tough times don't last, tough people do. So relax, trust God, take care of your body, work out, you know, free your mind, listen to meditation, you know, songs and gospel music if you want to, and just relax, you know, enjoy life while you can. Be healthy, stay active, and surround yourself with good, God-fearing people, positive people, loving people who really love you for who you are and who challenges you to do better and be better. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I hope that everybody's having a great night. I'm gonna cook some dinner, and yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you for listening. It's Radio Tenacity.